Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis and in studio with me is Elise Corey. Elise is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, and she's the one you want in your corner when you've got these big travel plans, especially if it's one of the sort of bucket list kinds of adventures that you want to take. You need an experienced travel agent in your corner to make sure you're getting exactly what you're hoping for and then even more, right?
Hi. You know, it's true because a lot of people book their own. Life has been very easy. You go online, you read some reviews that were put up, and you say, yeah, I'll take this one. But travel agents have access to something different than you don't see online.
Right.
When you book online, you're a confirmation number. Yes, you've done it. You have your air, you have your transfers, you have your hotel, and they give you some kind of incentive. But you don't know what else you could have gotten.
Right.
If you just, and all the websites go, two rooms left, book now.
Right.
And that's the best sales tool out there, I have to say, because everybody's, oh my God,
that
better
urgency.
Urgency is great. Mm-hmm. But you don't know if a better hotel is available, has a special, or that hotel, their sales rep gave them an incentive that if you book X rooms before June 30th, let's say, or July 31st, that you get blah, blah, blah. So, you know, you owe it to yourself. And yes, you can do it. Anyone can book online. But if you really want service, you need to use a professional travel agent. And I'm not talking about someone who's trying to sell you into these clubs.
Right.
Things like that. Yeah. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole nother topic, which maybe we'll talk about one of these days, how to avoid the sales calls.
Right.
Or the sales techniques. They're really great salespeople, but be cautious doing that.
Yeah. And another thing, too, when you're looking online, you're maybe seeing a curated version of what a place is all about. You're not necessarily seeing everything. And a lot of times a travel agent has actually been to these locations. They've been to multiple properties at these locations. So they know more about, okay, well, this resort is okay. But if you are someone who wants to have more cultural experiences or more activities during the day, this is not the resort for you. You want to do this other one. So that kind of experience is not something that you're going to be able to figure out online.
Yeah, there's certain resorts that have more than one chain, you know, a chain of resorts.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sign up to be in one resort, you can't use the facilities at the other one. Whereas if you do sign up at the other resort, you can.
Oh, okay.
And there's
things
that you learn. And, you know, we go to sea resorts. And people say, oh, you're always traveling. You're always, you know, they think that we're doing what you do when you go on vacation, but we're not.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at rooms. We're looking at the beach. We're looking at the service. We're looking how the people are, how clean it is. Does it need a paint job? Or is something have a funny smell? Is it moldy? We look at things like that with a magnifying glass as eyes.
Yeah.
So we don't want to send you to a place that we wouldn't go to ourselves. And online, all the pictures look beautiful.
Right.
They look fabulous.
Yeah.
Another thing, when you are traveling and you're so excited that you're going somewhere, you have to remember not to post it online till you return. I can't stress that enough. You know, you put these great pictures. Look at our family here in Mexico or in Hawaii. And the crooks know you're gone. Hello. Why don't you just tell them where the hidden key is and tell them what time the mailman comes so that you can go rob their house while they're away? Especially, I mean, if you have a roommate or someone else lives there, it's different. But if you're leaving your house unattended, you're opening yourself up. It's like giving your social security number out on the internet to everybody. Oh, you want my social? Here it is. You know, and here's the password to my bank account. Yeah, you can do that. I mean, why are you doing that? Why do people post the pictures? You know, I know I tell people all the time, be careful. And I guess you're careful because you don't think it's going to happen.
Right.
To you.
But
it happens
certain,
to
yes,
others.
Right.
But post them afterwards. Be careful. On your out of office, don't say, you know, I'll be gone on vacation from this day to this day, even though most of the people contacting you will be reliable. You just don't know who's looking out there.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about summer travel. You mentioned some things that you should maybe be wary of, but what are some great things to do during the summer right now?
Oh, well, today I would say find a nice shady spot. but there's so much to do. You can go, you can go hiking. You can go to the water. In the Bay Area alone, we have so many opportunities just to cool off. We live in a microclimate, which we all know. Mm-hmm. So on a day like today, obviously, take a ferry into the city. Just do it and walk around. Cool off a little bit. There's so much to do. You can go up towards Tahoe that way and cool off where it's cooler. We are so lucky where we live. We live in the best place in the world.
Oh, we
every
do. Yeah.
day. I am
well,
thankful
our rents
of where we are.
Are very clear that we live in a very desirable place. So why not take advantage of that? Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there's places on the list. I mean, now is the summertime. People tend to want to go with families and they think of Mexico. They think of the Caribbean. But what you have to remember is it is hurricane season. Okay, even though the chances are, I don't know, 1 out of 100, I wouldn't even know the odds, but you do have the potential to have a lot of rain. Mm-hmm. Even in Florida, over Memorial Day weekend, in southern Florida, they had tons of rain all weekend. And if you're okay with spending time with the family and you don't have to be outside, that's enough. But you have to realize that hurricane season keeps expanding and getting larger. It used to be August till October. Now it's June through the end of October. Hmm. So I know there's in Mexico right now, there's a tropical storm, which means you're going to get rain.
Yeah.
So think about these things. There's other places you could go to. A lot of the national parks are great places. They're beautiful. Yes, you do need some reservations in advance, but go in the middle of the week if you can. Try and avoid
the weekends.
And don't try and go around July 4th and expect to have, you know, discounted accommodations. I had someone who was looking to go to Canada and could get the trip, can get that. No hotels except 10 miles away. He didn't want to do that. And we did find hotels close in Banff, but the prices are elevated because it's peak travel time.
Right.
So a place that you could go to in the summer that has great prices now would be Australia and New Zealand, because we're opposite seasons.
That's right. They're in the fall, aren't they?
Yeah. They're actually going into their winter right now, which means you'll get temperatures in the 70s, you know, maybe low 80s, but you're not going to get, you know, a lot of humidity. Yes, you might get cool evenings. Mm-hmm. Yes, you might get a little bit of rain, but it's a great destination.
And it's off season, so you're going to get better prices, right?
Right. You're going to get great prices. Nice. The airfare is lower right now. Of course, if you want to go in business class, it's always going to be high.
Right.
But other than that, you can do that.
That's nice.
There's great opportunities still.
What about like a Fiji, Australia, or a Fiji, New Zealand kind of thing?
Oh, we have a great, you know, Fiji Airways is one of my, you know, favorite go-to airlines, because they'll let you do a free stopover in Fiji on the way to Australia and New Zealand.
Isn't that great?
I mean, there's also new airlines coming to serve Tahiti coming very soon. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of competition come the fall. This is a great time to think about going to Tahiti, starting to do that. Although you still have tropical storms that happen, but it's sort of like potluck. You can go somewhere and the weather can be hot, the weather can be cold, but there's going to be great airfare wars. We have a lot of, lower cost airlines, more competition. Mm-hmm. Like even going to Europe, there's been a lot of service coming out of Oakland. And Oakland, going international to Europe, there's some fabulous prices right now if you're willing to do that. And if you have a little flexibility, if you don't mind staying maybe overnight in an airport hotel and then following the next day, you can get some great, great prices.
That's very cool. I had no idea. So having a travel agent who knows these kinds of ins and outs and little tricks that you can do to really stretch your dollar and make sure that you're getting the best deals, that's great. Do you have clients who say, okay, these are my spots that I really want to visit, and just give me a heads up when there's a great deal for one of these places?
All the time.
Really?
All the time.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, how do I say, like a financial consultant. What we try and do in the Virtuoso Network is we try and find out a 3 to 5 year plan. Like, where do you want to be traveling in 5 years? Are you retiring in 2? Are you retiring in 3? We've had great relationships with some financial companies who do your financial planning. So we do your travel planning. Where do you want to be in 10 years? Are you going to want to take, is there a major birthday, anniversary, landmark vacation?
Yeah.
Is someone getting married? What's on your bucket list? And then we look ahead and see, well, you're going to be getting X amount of money when you retire. We can put X amount in a travel fund for you.
That's so cool.
A lot of people will just do a deposit for a trip in 2020, and they don't have to pay for it till the end of 19.
Yeah.
You can also, we're able to do installment payments, which is great. Not everywhere. When you book online, you can't do that.
Right.
Be very careful about that. Plus, we get specials. Even if you book, the price changes, we let you know the price has gone down. How often has anyone who books online religiously,
Yeah.
do they let you know, oh, we have a lower price now? No way. They got your money and that's it. They're done. You're finished. Your confirmation number, 12345. That's all you are. I can stress, look around online. Go look. Go find what you're thinking of. Call a professional travel agent.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them. Maybe they've been there. Maybe they know, oh my God, did you know a big high rise is going in next door and you're going to hear hammering?
Mm.
Do they know that there's a new sewer treatment plant that's not too far away, and in the afternoons the wind blows and you get it? There's things you don't know.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you can't just look at the advisor comments either. The advisor comments are, people are paid to put responses on TripAdvisor. Everybody looks there. Oh, it says it's 4-star and it says it's first class. But also, what's first class to you might not be first class according to the person who put their remark, or the 4 stars, the 5 stars.
Yeah.
People get paid to put comments on board.
Yeah. Good thing to keep in mind. We are talking with Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise, the only Virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. We'll be right back. You are listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
That's just life without a care. And we're getting there.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles, and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
That's just life without a care.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, and our host is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise. You can reach out to her via email, ksro at travelwise.net. Again, that's ksro at travelwise.net. Or give her a call. The number is 707-935-WISE. That's 707-935-9493. And now is a good time to reach out to you, Elise, because we've got a wonderful trip that we're planning for next year in Ireland, Shades of Ireland. Tell us about this trip.
Well, Ireland is a great year-round destination. You can't predict when you're going to have rain, sun, anything, but there's so much history and there's so much beauty. Most of the time you think about after the rains here in Sonoma County, how the hillsides are Kelly green mm-hmm. and beautiful. And it looks like that in Ireland all the time.
All the time, yeah.
They're very fortunate. People walk around in the rain. It doesn't make a difference. You just have to be prepared. Mm-hmm. But we are very fortunate because we are going over St. Paddy's Day next year. And the summer is a great time to start planning ahead. Mm-hmm. You know, we know about there's space still left on our trip, which is going to be with our one and only Pat Carrigan mm-hmm. on March 9th to the 18th. And it's a fabulous tour. It's a great time to get a group of your friends together, people you haven't seen in a long time, and you always talked about going away. And, you know, life is important. You have to do it now while you're healthy, while you can. While you can do it, and you can do installments, you can pay off your trip. So by the time you go, you don't owe anything except for the souvenirs and the little knickknacks you're going to bring back. But we have a fabulous trip that's traveling throughout Ireland. We're not just going to Dublin and going sightseeing. We're doing all kinds of things like staying in castles, whiskey tasting, going to... see a sheepdog farm. Yeah. I mean, there's so much on. Every time I look at it, I just go, hello, you know?
Exactly. There's so many wonderful experiences on our 10-day tour of Ireland, March 9th through the 18th in 2019. We'll actually be staying overnight in a castle on St. Patrick's Day. And our own Pat Carrigan will be along and leading the tour. There's so many wonderful must-see places in Ireland that we're going to visit. Of course, the vibrant capital city of Dublin with so much history and so much to see there. We're going to see the Cliffs of Moher, 700-foot high cliffs that have expansive views and are just so dramatic. It's going to be great. We're going to visit the Blarney Stone at Blarney Castle during our trip, Irish dinners. Of course, the Irish whiskey tour that you mentioned. I think actually that's going to be in Tullamore, isn't it? I think so.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, to taste Irish whiskey. Now, Irish whiskey is the cure for everything you've ever had under the sun. If you have a toothache, you put whiskey on it. If you're not feeling okay, your stomach's upset, you drink whiskey. If you have a headache, you drink whiskey. That's they don't sell any kind of drugs or anything else except whiskey.
You're funny. She's exaggerating.
Yeah,
but okay.
I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but that's what I was said. They were raised that if something's wrong, you try and heal it, and whiskey is part of their life. Mm-hmm. It's like we have grapes, they have whiskey. Same
right.
thing.
Right. And yes, in fact, we will be going to Tullamore. So that's the superb distillery there, and get a chance to visit the distillery, to taste the final product, to see where it comes from, to, you know, brag to all of your whiskey connoisseur buddies that you were there, or maybe bring them along, you know?
One of the nice things about this trip, too, is there's a lot of people who don't have someone to travel with, mm-hmm. or they're traveling by themselves for whatever reason. There are other solo travelers on this, and you might make a new friend or see someone you haven't seen in a long time. The best part about it is you won't be alone. You'll have your space, you'll have your room if you choose that, because the solo rates are unbelievable. Usually you pay almost double for a solo rate. Mm-hmm. On this, you're paying $400 more.
Oh, wow.
To go as a solo traveler, which is fabulous. Mm-hmm. But the best part about, you know, the trip is you'll meet people from your local area that you can have a friendship with.
Yeah.
Or talk to. So you're walking around. There's always going to be someone who wants to go into town or wants to go shopping or wants to do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, you're by yourself. But you'll make friendships that will last a lifetime. And that's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's who you meet, where you meet, the experiences that you share. And there will be tons of experiences to share on this trip.
And that's so true. To be able to come back from a wonderful trip like this and to have people here close by who you can reminisce with and who understand what it was like. Oh, remember when we went and we were at the whiskey distillery and that funny thing happened? Oh, my goodness. And, you know, Joan did this or what? I mean, that's something that, unless you were there, it's not going to make sense. And it's hard sometimes when you go on your own to places. I have traveled many places by myself, and I have wonderful memories, but they're strictly my own. I can't reminisce with anyone else and say, oh, remember that one time? I'm like, oh, yeah, no one was there. They don't really understand it.
Well, that's very true. I mean, I love to travel by myself, too, but when you do travel with other people, you share the experience, and that's what you remember.
Yep.
You not necessarily remember, well, what was my seat number? How much did I pay for this trip? Where did we go? My problem is knowing where you went, started from, and where you ended from, because I remember places standing out.
Yeah.
And terrible me, I take a picture and I go, where was that? Yeah. But there's all kinds of experiences you can share with people who will become your friends, and maybe you'll be traveling with them again.
Yeah, exactly. Travel buddies for the future. I love that.
But Ireland is so fabulous. The time of the year, it's well past the holidays. Mm-hmm. You're going before the spring break. People come out of school. You're going in that sort of middle where there's no holidays coming up until Memorial Day weekend, usually. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's Easter Sunday, but you're not taking off from work, for those of you who are working. And we have a mixture of working people, people who are retired, people, so there's men and there's women, so it's not that it's all one particular demographics that are there. So take your granddaughter, take your grandson, take the person who helped your mother out when she was ill. This is a perfect opportunity to thank people for their being a part of your life in some way.
I love it. I love it. And this really, the rate that we have available for our Shades of Ireland tour, 10 days in Ireland, March 9th through the 18th, it's incredible. Double rate is $35.99. Is this still available?
Yes, it is.
And it includes the airfare.
And it includes the travel from Sonoma County to the airport. It includes your complete tour. Almost all of your meals are included. So it's one price, which if you break it down, you could pay a few hundred dollars a month. Like, think of it as a car payment or a mortgage payment or whatever payment, a credit card payment, and just go. It's going to be fabulous. We'll have fun. You'll be able to mix with people. You'll be able to be on your own if you want to also. Mm-hmm. You'll have some time for yourself, so it's not like you're stuck with a person.
Right.
All the time.
Yeah. So what's the best way then to reserve your spot? You said that there are limited places available.
There's limited spots. You need to let me know sooner than later because I'd hate for you to realize in October that you should have and its space is sold out. Mm-hmm. The best place to reach me is ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net. If you'd like to talk to me more about it, you can reach me at 935-WISE. That's 935-9493. Be happy to talk to you, send you some information. You can look at it yourself. If you want to meet and talk about it, we can do it. My agents are well aware of it. We will be having some mixers. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to be included to meet Pat in person, or to learn particularly exactly about the tour and why this is such a fabulous offer, you can come to one of our mixers. But there's no need to. You can give us a call. We have all the information.
That's great.
And we're ready to take you while there's still space.
Yes. Yeah. So this is really a wonderful opportunity to go with people from our area, make some new friends, make some amazing memories, visit Ireland, which is such a beautiful, beautiful country. And just, I'm so jealous. I really want to go. I'm thinking that I might be going to.
Well, maybe you will. Maybe you will.
I have to figure this out. If I'm doing it, I'm doing the installment plan because I'm a radio person. So that's what I'm going to have to do. But man, Ireland is definitely one of the ones that's on my bucket list too. So this is a great opportunity. And so many, as Elise said, so many different places to visit, not just going to Dublin or just to one other place. We're really going to see the whole country when we do this. So,
and you have time to walk around. You have some free time. You're not stuck on a bus going, mm-hmm. and there's this and there's that. This is a get out, smell, touch, feel the area.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of tour.
Such a great opportunity. Again, email is probably the best, ksro@travelwise.net. That's wise with a Z, ksro@travelwise.net. All right, we will see you then next week.
Sounds great.
This is Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
It's just love.